Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Our God is a good God. Amen. Even when we have snowy, bad weather in the middle of the winter time, He's a good and a great and a merciful God. Amen. So I want to welcome you to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. And I just know that the Lord is with us and that He has some really good stuff for us tonight, as He does every time you give time to God. Amen. And so I just want to take a few minutes for us to go right into worship tonight, because I believe that God has something great for us. You know, the Bible says that whenever we gather in His name, He's with us. Amen. And I want to encourage you to make sure that you don't just gather here on Sundays and Thursdays. I just encourage you, don't just gather with the Lord then. Make sure that you have your own personal time, that you are making room for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Stand your feet with us tonight.
Fight for me.
praise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah. Never gonna let me down. down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna.
Come on, some of you need to sing this tonight.
You're never gonna let, you're never, he's faithful tonight. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let.
We live for you.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Our God is a good God all of the time.
I love that. Lead us into your love.
Amen.
Show me your heart, Lord God. Let us think like you. Let us hear how you hear. Let us see how you see. Let us love and respond the way Amen. You would love
Amen.
And respond.
Praise God.
I've been praying that a lot this week.
Amen.
I've been really seeking the Lord to change the way I would react
Amen.
At a situation, because I'm flawed. I know you don't know that.
Amen, amen.
I know, Roger. Thank you for that.
I can't
oh, mercy
believe
and grace
it.
There. Thanks.
Amen.
But don't drink after me. That's silly.
Oh.
Yeah. Will somebody get Pastor Phil water? I know, but if you drink this, yeah. But anyway, I've been really asking the Lord to show me his heart in every situation. Every situation. And does that happen? No. Does that mean I stop seeking for that?
No.
No. I'll Amen. Seek until I see everything through his eyes. I Amen. Hear everything through his heart. You know, we're flawed. We hear things through filters. Our hurts, our pains. Things that we've gone through. Have you ever heard, and I don't want to bring up political stuff, but this is just an example that I have. A political debate. And you've heard, there's two people. And you hear the same thing. And you go talk to somebody or you hear somebody else say something about the person that you thought did not do a good job. You didn't like the way they were behaving. You
Amen.
Thought they weren't behaving as they should. But they're saying, oh, no, they did so great. And you're like, how?
Amen.
How do you think that? When I remember, it's been a while back, there was an older gentleman, there was a younger gentleman, and they were debating, and I felt the younger gentleman was being very respectful, and I thought the older gentleman was just railroading because he was older, and he was expecting that respect, which he was getting, but he was just railroading, and that's not how other people saw that. Other people saw that he was just much wiser and just bringing the points more stronger, and so we don't see everything the same way.
Mm.
You realize that we don't see situations the same way. And so I don't want to see it the way I see it. It's flawed through my eyes. But through God's eyes, it's not flawed. And if I see it the way he sees it, my response is going to be the way he would have a response come out. Amen?
Mm.
And that's what we're looking for. Lord, fill me with your love.
Amen, amen.
Fill me with your presence,
Praise
your
God.
Spirit, your way of doing
amen.
Things.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so what we got coming up?
Well,
has anybody signed up yet?
One of the biggest things we got coming up. Thank you.
Oh, okay, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Though. There's an opportunity for all of us.
Yes.
If we have any painting skills, to be able to paint in the new church. And it's coming up on March 6th, which is a Friday night.
It's Friday.
And I'm assuming that depending on what we get done, we might try to paint on Saturday. And
I have the Friday and Saturday schedule back there. But up at the top, I want you to read what you were agreeing to or what you were promising Pastor Regina before you signed the paper. I am not going to be signing that paper.
Hallelujah.
I will be here to help and run and get you anything you want to get. If you want something from the store, if you want something to drink, if you need me to go get you more paint, if you need a refill, if you need me to wipe something up, I'll do all that. But I probably will not be putting a paintbrush to the wall because I am not a good painter. And I know that. And I don't want to mess up God's house. So there's a little disclaimer.
Yes, there's a little disclaimer there. That says, please sign up if you can paint.
No, it says, by You're signing promising. This, I promise Pastor Regina that I know how to paint. So that was just a little joke for me.
But that's exciting.
If you would like to help with that, there's a sign up back there. And we're purely getting that to know how many's coming in, what we need for supplies and stuff like that. So if you'll sign up, so we'll know you're coming. And again, we've said this the last time, be prepared for that to change. Be prepared, because if the dominoes don't fall like we said, for us to be able to paint, then it gets pushed back. And so we've had a little bit of that. That's okay.
A little bit. Okay. Yes, we've had just a little bit of that.
But we're ready. We're ready. Amen.
We are ready.
God's ready. We're ready.
You know, it's so funny because I want you to know that that's the one thing that is really clear to me during this time of building is that God's timing is always going to be a little different than what we thought. But it is going to happen, and when it happens, it's Him. Amen. And that's what we're going to be bold about, and that's what we're going to be thanking God about, and that's what we're believing God for. Amen?
Amen. And do not forget, on Wednesdays here, I want to say at 5. Is that truth?
Yes, at 5 o'clock on Wednesday.
At 5 o'clock, there's intercessory prayer. So we invite you to come out and pray. They'll tell you what to pray for. The Lord will lead you what to pray for. I went out to the building today. I just felt really led. I said, Phil, we're going to go early. And I want to go out to the building. And I just walked through declaring who He was. And praising Him through that building and thanking Him for who He is. And just giving Him honor and glory and praising Him. Listen, the one thing I'm learning more than anything, and I've not necessarily been great at it, it's in the midst of the battle when you're feeling all of that pressure and it's not feeling good and your walk is just, you're trudging some days you feel, is to praise Him in those moments. To give Him glory in those moments, the victory is yours. He's promised you.
Amen.
Many are the afflictions, but the Lord delivers us out of every single one of them.
Amen.
He won't leave us. He won't forsake us. His promises are yes and amen.
Amen.
And
amen.
We need to lift up our voices.
Absolutely.
And give Him glory and praise Him.
Amen.
No matter what something looks like.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Absolutely.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm shouting praise as much as I can without coughing.
Amen. Praise God.
No, I did it.
You've been doing better and better. Lord is bringing you through.
He's healed me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
That's all I got, babe.
That's all you got?
That's it.
Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, I don't know. I'm going to say hi to some visits to our extended family out there. My goodness, you guys live in Indiana now, and you're here visiting with us, so we appreciate that.
Yes.
And I'm going to